We're so happy that you chose to join us today for the Word for Life radio ministry at the Brookside Baptist Church. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, counseling pastor and senior citizens pastor at Brookside. And we would love to just invite you to join us for one of our church services. If you don't have a church that you actively attend, I trust that you'll consider coming to visit us at Brookside. I also want to just take a moment to thank you for listening to these broadcasts. We certainly appreciate it so very much. You may be listening on the radio or maybe even downloading it from our website. If you ever want to listen to past broadcasts, don't hesitate to go to www.thewordforlife.org. And feel free to direct other people to this site as well. We'd love to have them join our listening audience. Our broadcasts are all free for download and will continue to be free. And while you're there, if these broadcasts have been a blessing to you, you might want to consider even making a donation. Under the Donate tab, there are several easy ways to send in a donation that will help keep this ministry operating. Again, that's www.thewordforlife.org. Thank you for your support and thank you for your prayers. As we always look into the Word of God, we want to do so again today. We are finishing up a study of Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus and Martha with the frustration that she has with the Lord Jesus. In fact, she even tries to teach Jesus what he needs to do and say. Isn't that amazing? Teaching God what he needs to do and say. And she says, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me." Yeah, they were feeding 13 men, Jesus and his 12 disciples. But to actually pause and reprimand the Lord for not doing what she wanted him to do. Oh, my goodness. We would never do that, or would we? Well, I'm afraid to say many times we do. Because we don't have the mind of the Lord. We don't understand how the Lord considers priorities. That's exactly what we've been talking about the last couple of broadcasts. Priorities. What is it that I prefer to do first in my day? And many times, we have other things that we prefer to do instead of spending time alone with him. Is it any wonder that we get frazzled, that we get the Martha syndrome? In fact, Jesus had to speak her name twice. I'm wondering if Martha continued to talk and Jesus had to say, "Martha, Martha." Wow. "You're full of care and troubled about many things." That word troubled means muddled in thinking. He said, "Martha, your thinking is muddled." And you know, that's exactly what happens when we don't have the mind of Christ. Our thinking becomes muddled. He said, "Mary has chosen something that cannot be taken away from her." You know, we're living in a society where so many things that we say and do can be taken away. But Jesus is trying to help us to understand that which we do in his presence, the time that we spend with him, nobody can take away the effect of our time with him. The last broadcast, we were talking about a heart committed to prayer. A heart committed to prayer. And it takes a definite time of dedication to develop a meaningful prayer life. We talked about when we make that dedication, one of the blessings is a deeper relationship with the Lord. A deeper relationship with the Lord. And then we went on to talk about a life of purity, greater purity, taking seriously the confession of our sins on a daily basis. You know, if I am concerned about my purity, I'm going to be concerned about unconfessed sin. I'm going to be concerned about having things that cause my attitudes to sour, that cause my time alone with the Lord to be short and ineffectual. Greater purity. You see, sins of attitude and tongue trouble us the most, don't they? Sins of attitude. Many times people go to church and we are able to think about the sins of others that we would call great, mighty, horrible sins. But, you know, we may come to church with an attitude, with criticism, maybe even gossip. And sins of attitude and tongue trouble, that's often one of our greatest problems. Instead of asking before we make comments to other people, is it true? Doesn't make a difference if that's what I heard, but the question is it true? Secondly, is it kind? You see, if I have a heart committed to prayer, I'm going to live a life with greater purity. And if it's not kind, it may be true, but I don't need to say it. Is it helpful? Am I a part of the problem or a part of the solution according to God's word? See, if those things can be answered with no, 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 then I have an attitude problem. And so each day, I need to begin my prayer time by specifically confessing these sins, because I need greater purity. Then I also need to ask my close friends to kind of help monitor my responses. Maybe if I have a digression in one of these areas, not to commit these sins, I need to have some friends that will come along and say, can we talk about that? There's something that I've noticed that I think you're struggling with. So greater purity. A third blessing of having a heart committed to prayer would be confidence in making decisions. You see, if I make no decisions without prayer, I'm going to give God time to work things out in His way. Time. Wow. How important that is. Now, will God give you what He wants you to have without you having to borrow or to get it? That's interesting. So many times we have the attitude, well, if I need it, I'll just go borrow the money. You ever wondered if God wanted to give you something, but instead you get in such a rush that you go out and borrow the money and obligate yourself for the future, and you don't understand what it means to be worshiping Jehovah Jireh? That is God, our provision. In fact, the meaning of the word Jireh is to see ahead of time. To see ahead of time. Jehovah Jireh. God is my provision. Now just take the word provision and break it up into two parts, pro and vision. And so pro means before, and vision, of course, means to see. And so provision from God means He sees ahead of time what we need. And He provides provision for our needs. And so consequently, we can have confidence in making decisions, knowing that I'm not going to make any decision without prayer. And I'm going to give God time to work things out His way. That's blessing number three. Blessing number four of a life and a heart committed to prayer, I believe, would be improved relationships. Improved relationships. You see, if Martha had that time committed where she sat down as well, and she listened to the Lord and she learned from the Lord, I think her relationship with her sister would have been much better. Obviously, her relationship with the Lord would have been better. She wouldn't have been teaching God. See, you can't think of yourself and others at the same time. You have to stop and say, Lord, I need to have an others attitude. It's God, others, and then yourself. Or, as somebody said, spell joy, J-O-Y, Jesus, others, and yourself. You can't think of yourself and others at the same time. Secondly, you can't hate a person that you're praying for. You see, prayer helps improve relationships. If you're praying for someone that has done you wrong, then God may use that prayer time to cause you to understand that you need to be forgiving them, and investing in them. And you know, when you do that, you can't hate them because you're praying for them. I'm also reminded that you can't neglect a person that you're praying for, because if you're praying for somebody, then it's going to cause you to want to be involved in that person's life. There'll be no apathy. There'll be no neglect. It will improve your relationships. And so a commitment to prayer will improve your relationships. Blessing number five. is contentment. Contentment. Praying for God to meet your needs and provide for your housing is much better than demanding to have the very best in all your possessions. Lord, you know what I need, and I pray that you'll provide what I need. Oh, so many of us go through life demanding as opposed to praying. Praying. I know many people that are not going to be content unless they have the dream home or the dream car. But without prayer and waiting, your dream home can become your nightmare. Yeah, your nightmare. Contentment. God wants us to live a life of contentment. And the way that happens is a commitment in our hearts to pray. Then the last blessing, blessing number 6, is a God confidence. A God confidence. Low self-esteem is going to be replaced by God confidence. You'll surprise yourself what you can do with God's power. And so when you have a heart committed to prayer, and that's in essence what Mary was doing. She was talking to the Lord. That's what prayer is. That's all prayer is. It's just talking to the Lord. You'll have a deeper relationship with the Lord. You will develop greater purity. You'll have confidence in making your decisions because you've been talking to the Lord about it and listening to what He has to say through His Word. There will be improved relationships. And what a blessing it would be to be able to say, oh, I just have not been able to get along with that person for the longest time, but man, I've been praying about it for hours and I can't believe how they've changed and how our relationship seems to be getting better. Yeah, that's a result of dedicated prayer. And then number 5, contentment, praying for God to meet your needs and making you content with whatever He gives you. Because if you're not content with what you have, you won't be content with what you want. Contentment. And then God confidence. Now, as we consider that kind of a prayer life, we begin to understand that God is our keeper. In Psalm 121, the psalmist said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Why don't you make this day a day of lifting your eyes to the hills and simply say, Lord, I want to be like Mary, not like Martha. I want to choose that which is better. I want to choose that which will last for eternity. Give me right priorities. Help me to prefer that which is your choice. I trust you'll make that decision today. And those around you will soon see the results. Until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.